Our province is devastated, shocked, after a video went viral of a pilot crashing into the ocean at Battery Beach. This was during an aerobatic display. It was on Thursday afternoon. Wouter Boortes, he is a producer, a presenter, a seasoned South African aviation professional, renowned for his dual expertise as both as a pilot and as an air crash investigator. He's also written books on air safety. He's actually known for his work in searching for the Rietbok. It's a plane that crashed near East London in 1967. So Wouter joins us right now to speak about some of the main reasons why an air crash accident can occur, but it's also important to remember that it's too early to know anything at the moment.
Yes. Firstly, let me say this. It's extremely early, and we don't really know exactly at this stage what happened. And what usually gets to me is people speculating what's going on, and everybody has their opinion. But let's get back to the basics. There are around about five things that could have happened. The first thing is he could have had a structural failure. In other words, something could have gone wrong with the elevators or the ailerons or the structure of the aircraft while going down, because I must mention to you that aerobatics is an extremely dangerous and difficult thing to do with aeroplanes. You must realize that it's not a normal thing for flight. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's happening in a 3D world where you have more parameters to look at than just driving your car on the road, as you can imagine. So it's not natural for the human body to be there, but we get adapt and we sort of get trained and so on. The second thing is he could have had an engine problem. Now, in that case, the investigators would look at what did he say before this happened. Did he say anything? If he didn't say anything about the engine or anything, it might have been that he realized he's got a problem and he thought, let me sort it out first and then talk to everybody on the road. The third thing could be that he was disorientated. We call it spatial disorientation. After a turn and going down and spinning around, you sort of get facially disorientated. So it could be that. But in this case, it could be because it's over the water, you sort of tend to not realize your altitude above the water. It's very difficult to sort of see how high you are above the water. So in a case like this, if you do aerobatics over the water, guys tend to do it a little bit higher than what they normally do it because of that problem. I've had a few cases where people actually didn't realize how high they were above the water. We had helicopters in that case that crashed. We have large airliners that crashed just because of that. You have an approach to an airport over a very large expanse of water and then the guy just sort of land early or something. So that's one of the obvious things that could have been. If I look at the first time I saw the footage, I immediately thought he misjudged his altitude. So in other words, he went too low before he rounded out. That's what it looks like. But in saying that, it's also speculation. It's going to be a bit of a difficult one. And like I said, a very nice thing for the investigators would be if he said something on the radio just before the crash. That would be a very good thing to get. And if he did say anything, because that will point you in the right direction. So if that's not on tape or he didn't say anything, I think this is going to be a bit of a difficult one. You know, we don't know. And I think it's going to be a difficult exercise to investigate.
Thank you, Wouter, for joining us this morning and filling us in with those details. The investigation continues today and the search for the pilot as well. And as those details come through to us, we'll get them to you.
It's East Coast Breakfast.